Now let's come to Ezekiel. Nope, let's come to Joel, the second chapter. Then we'll go to Ezekiel. Joel, the second chapter. We're going to see that this is going to happen to all nations, and it's going to be really a wonderful thing, brethren. You know, this is why it's called the good news of the kingdom of God. This is why we are given these things to know and to understand today. And we can understand it as never before because of the knowledge of the Word of God and everybody having Bibles. And so part of what we're doing here is part of the preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God as a witness before the end comes. Not only in preaching it, but also in living it. Not only in understanding, but also in obeying it. Now let's come here to Joel, the second chapter, and let's pick it up here in verse 21. Now it always starts out, with Judah and Israel. Now, God says he's going to have pity. Now, let's come back here. Let's come back here to verse 21. Joel 2 and verse 21. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will magnify his deeds. To give them land, to give them food, to give them every wonderful thing physically, and to have all of that, and for all people to receive it for 1,000 years. That's going to make every effort by man to bring peace, to end poverty, to get rid of stupid government, look absolutely pitiful. See, because the way and the truth is this. The way of man is not in him to know how to direct his paths. And there's a way that seems right to a man, the end thereof is the ways of death. And that's the whole history of man. Now, all of that's going to change, and that's the work of Christ and the bride. Verse 22, do not be afraid, beast of the fields, for the pastures of the wilderness grow green, for the tree bears its fruit, the fig tree and vine yield their strength. Be glad then, children of Zion, rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain in just measure, and he will cause the rain to come down on you, the former rain and the latter rain as before. And the threshing floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years which the swarming locust has eaten, the locust larvae and the destroying locust and the cunning locust, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God who has dealt with you wondrously. And to people shall never again be ashamed. That's the time we're going to usher in, brethren. So now what I want you to do is this. If you have trials and difficulties, I want you to think about these things that we're going to bring to the world. And I want you to understand that regardless of whatever circumstances we're confronted with, God will see us through it. Because this is the marvelous mission God is going to give us, the work of Christ and the bride. Now, verse 27, you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is none else. My people shall never again be ashamed. He says it twice. Afterward, it shall be that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, the whole world. See, God is going to take care of Israel first, take care of the Jews first, then go to the rest of the world, you see. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also I will pour out my spirit upon my servants and upon the handmaidens in those days. Yes, it's going to be something. And, you know, He showed the wonders before the coming, but notice down here in verse 32, and it shall be that whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's the work of Christ and the bride. For salvation shall be in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, as the Lord has said, and among the remnant whom the Lord shall call. So God is going to do that. God is going to bring it about. And it's going to be something, all of it. And it's going to be, let's come over here to chapter 3 and verse 17. Let's see a summary of this and how great it's going to be. Brethren, I don't think that even our greatest imagination can bring us the thought of what it's going to be, but it is going to be fantastic. Verse 17, then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. And Jerusalem shall be a holy thing, and no strangers shall pass through her any more. And it shall be, in that day, the mountains shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and the fountain shall come forth from the house of the Lord, and shall be water of the valley of Achaia. And that's going to be something. Now, let's come to Ezekiel 36. Let's see how God is going to change the nature of human beings again, and how all of this is going to come about. All right? Ezekiel 36. Let's pick it up here beginning in verse 7. Ezekiel 36 and verse 7. It just picks up right where we left off in the book of Joel. Verse 7. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I have lifted up my hand, surely the nations around you shall bear their shame. But you, O mountains of Israel, you shall put out your branches and yield your fruit to my people Israel, for they will soon return. For behold, I am for you, I will turn unto you, and you shall be tilled and sown. Now let's stop right here and think of something for our own lives too. God is for us, God will turn to us, God will help us, God will love us, and provide all of this so that we can participate here in bringing this to the world when the work of Christ and the bride begins. Now let's continue on and see what else he says here. Verse 10, and I will multiply men on you, all the house of Israel, all of it. And all are going to have an opportunity for salvation. This is going to be an incredible time. And the city shall have people, and the wastes shall be rebuilt. And I will multiply men and beasts upon you, and they shall increase and be fruitful. And I will make you dwell after your old estates. And I will do better to you than at your beginning, and you shall know that I am the Lord. That's the work of Christ and the bride. Everybody will know who God is. Everybody will have plenty of everything. Now let's continue. Verse 12, yea, I will cause men to walk upon you, even my people Israel. They shall possess you. You shall be their inheritance, and shall no longer bereave them of their children. Thus says the Lord. Because the devourer has done these things, let's jump down here now to verse 21. All right, down here to verse 21. Ezekiel 36, verse 21. But I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations where they were exiled. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord, I will not do this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations where you went. and I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. And the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their very eyes. For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all of the countries, will gather you into your own land, and I will sprinkle you with clean waters upon you, and you shall be clean, and I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and your idols. There's going to be a time of really changing ways, won't there? And when that happens, then God is going to work with them. And God is going to change human nature. Verse 26, and I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, conversion, and will cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my ordinances and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. So that's quite a thing. Then they're going to repent. They're going to loathe themselves, as we find here. God says he's going to clean them. There, verse 31, and you shall remember your evil ways and the doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Repentance on a mass scale. The things we've talked about. The things that cannot happen in this age. But God says, I do not do this for your sake, says the Lord God. Be it known to you. Be ashamed and confounded in your ways, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, in the day that I cleanse you from your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in your cities, and the waste places shall be rebuilt, and the waste land shall be tilled, instead of being desolate before all who pass by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden. And the wasted, desolate, and ruined cities are now fenced and inhabited. And the nations that are left all around you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and planted that which was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Now, that's all the work of Christ and the bride. Fantastic thing that we're going to have to do here, isn't it? Let's finish off the last two verses here in Ezekiel 36. Thus says the Lord God, I will be sought by the house of Israel to act for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as a holy flock. As the flock of Jerusalem in her appointed feasts, so shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. So there we have the great time that is coming, the work of Christ and the bride. And we're going to accomplish these things in a mighty, mighty way. Brethren, just think of the opportunity that that is for us. Just think how we have been called to be the ones to save the world. We are the ones who have been called to bring peace to the world. We are the ones who have been called to rule and reign as kings and priests with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. And the great harvest of conversion will continuously go on, as we will see tomorrow in the 7th day of the Feast of Tabernacles.